This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Dow opened up hundreds of points this morning, up about 500 points just minutes after the open. Also up this morning, but not quite as welcome. The price of gas is 17 cents higher a gallon this week than a week ago, says the AAA. $4.37 a gallon. We've been talking with some New Yorkers about this. Joel Baxter in New York City.
I think the government should do something about it because it's $5.05 for premium. This is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It's like the money, your salary is practically the same and everything is going up.
Gas is most expensive right now on the West Coast. About 100 civilians are still trapped at that steel mill in Mariupol, despite earlier reports that all of them have been evacuated. That's according to officials in Ukraine. Pope Francis notes that the war in Ukraine has brought another conflict to Europe as the generation that experienced World War II is dying out. The Pope made his comments in a message on the elderly. A trusted Alabama jail official shot herself dead after helping an inmate escape and going on the run with him. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
56-year-old Vicky White is dead. Police say the veteran corrections official shot herself after a chase by U.S. Marshals who had closed in on the fugitives in Evansville, Indiana. Escaped convict Casey White, awaiting trial for murder, surrendered. Lauderdale, Alabama County Sheriff Rick Singleton vows on WAAY-TV.
He is never going to see the light of day again.
A warrant was issued May 2nd for Vicky Sue White, charging her with permitting or facilitating escape. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A sheriff says the coroner will decide whether, in fact, Vicky White killed herself. This is AP News. This is rare, but doctors are reporting rare cases of virus patients who relapse after completing a course of Pfizer's COVID-19 pill.
Paxlovid has become the go-to treatment against COVID-19. It's convenient and effective at heading off severe disease. But questions are emerging as a small number of patients see symptoms return several days after their five-day treatment regimen. The FDA last week advised against a second round because there seems to be little risk of hospitalization. Some researchers believe certain people may just be vulnerable to a relapse, 1-2%. Of people in the original study saw their virus levels rebound after 10 days. Others suggest the current dose just isn't strong enough to fully suppress the virus, leading to worries about resistant mutations. Pfizer tested the drug on unvaccinated patients during the Delta wave, but experts wonder if the pill is holding up against a mutating virus in a population where 89% of adults have had at least one shot and about 60% have already been infected. There's no clear answer yet. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.